Over the decades of helping others learn the power of Reiki and energy healing, one of the most common blocks I see blossoming healers come up against is the struggle to visualize. I wanted to share a recent piece of advice I gave a student, as it doesn't just apply to visualization. The insights I gave apply to all healing blocks. In fact, they're actually applicable to all of life. So here we go. As you would already know as one of my blog followers, the words we use and the sensations we focus on are so very important. The simple fact that you are seeing anything as a block won't help that loving energy blossom within you. Why? Because you're focusing on the hurdle and not on the intention. If you're coming across any sort of healing block, whether it be visualization or something else, that's okay. You weren't developed into the wonderful, beautiful soul that you are in a moment. It took time. It took practice. You made mistakes. You had to learn. You had to do a little more practice, and so on. All of that culminated into where you are right now. Thus, the same will happen for your spiritual journey. Irrespective of how great your course is, how great the teacher is, and all the different techniques, you need to allow your healing gifts right now to be free of whatever block that you're focused on, and you need to focus on love. This is while you're learning, while you're practicing, and you're going about your life. Now, this doesn't mean you shouldn't try and practice whatever it is that you're having a block with. You should still try and practice it, because if you can nurture whatever the thing is that's creating a block, it would be a great asset to your healing abilities. But the trick is to not get hung up on the challenge if you aren't able to do it fully or at all. Let me share with you a little analogy. Do you remember when you first learned to ride a bike or do some other sport? If you're anything like me, quite determined, you probably kicked off your bike really quickly and fell over when you first tried. I remember being quite frustrated and picking up my bike and trying harder and harder and harder. And oddly enough, the more upset I got, the worse I performed and the quicker I fell, and that made me more frustrated. I actually recall letting my bike fall against the apartment block I lived in, stomping off and giving up. I pouted and then sat there, and then I looked back at my bike. I let the frustration subside, and then I thought, oh well, I'll just try again. But this time, I got up, and I wasn't frustrated. I didn't do it in frustrated determination. I picked up my bike with a feeling of, what will be, and I thought, if I fall, so be it. Then when I got back on my bike, I treated it and myself with more patience and respect. And lo and behold, I went further down the sidewalk than ever before. Now, I shared this little analogy because if you follow my blog, you know I love analogies. But because you're most likely doing something substantially more advanced than learning to ride a bike here, the premise is the same. The more frustrated you allow yourself to be, the larger the block becomes. Let go, focus on love, and then watch what you can do. I hope that's been helpful for you all. Big love to you.